Denied their money and their savings, these people say they are faced with no choice but to keep protesting. It's been 2 years since Lebanon's banks insisted money could only be withdrawn in the local currency, the lira. It is at a much lower rate than the market, which means they lose 70% of its value. It's a process now known as lirification.
Changing the deposits into lira, it will take us to a hyperinflation. This is very bad to the Lebanese economy.
The financial system collapsed in late 2019. Successive governments had piled up debt for years before money stopped coming in.
The banking system, the central bank, and the Lebanese state were literally in bed together. As a result, this excessive consumerist economic model was financed through deposits, through the deposits from the wealthy diaspora community, which the banks then used to lend to the central bank.
Now the state is nearly bankrupt and banks are insolvent. Authorities have not agreed on the way out of the crisis, but they acknowledge lirification is possible, but at the rate that dominates trading.
Lirification is one of the things that it is mentioned from now and then, makes it very difficult in order to say exactly when they will take back the deposits. As far as I know, Prime Minister Miati is doing his best in order the small and the middle depositors to receive back their deposits.
Many are skeptical.
Protests like this one have not brought change. The state is still controlled by the same political class blamed for the financial collapse. And those who hold the power and the individuals linked to them are the majority of shareholders in banks.
Depositors say it is they who have been bearing the losses in the financial sector. Officials estimate amount to $69 billion.
We're seeing also like taxes, increased taxes on people. Meanwhile, like the majority of the people get paid in Lebanese lira, which has lost around 95% of its value.
Politicians should be presenting an economic recovery plan to the International Monetary Fund to receive assistance. But that would require reforms that weaken their hold on the state's resources. Instead, they prepared a state budget that appears to put additional burdens on the people while protecting their own financial interests. Zana Khoder, Al Jazeera, Beirut.